You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Red Wednesday. Whew. Got my flag. Thank you, Brian.
No problem. No, I had to get up in that line early because it is long.
It was long. We went to the McDonald's on Red Bridge, and I called you because I wasn't sure if you already got your flags, and I was going to pick them up for you if you had not. Mm-hmm. But I looked to my right. I said, wait a minute. That looked like his right.
Uh-huh. It was me.
It was you.
So I had to go up in there, order a chicken biscuit from McDonald's, and got my beautiful Super Bowl champion flag. It's beautiful. I love it. We'll be taking pictures later on and posting them up. But y'all better hurry up and go get them, because I don't know about them being at the McDonald's for too long today.
Oh, people made special trips this morning. Of course, the money from the flag sales benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Gotta love it.
They provide free lodging to out-of-town families with children at Children's Mercy Hospital.
Beautiful. All for a great cause.
The goldenness? It's kind of like the 49ers goal.
It is, though. And I think that's a troll job by the Chiefs. I really do. I think they did that on purpose. Well, they had to do it on purpose. Of course, they looked over this stuff. But yeah, that was very interesting color of gold. That is the 49ers gold. Hmm. Beat the gold to get the gold. That's how I'm taking it.
Yes, sir. So yesterday marked the beginning of school for many districts. Mm-hmm. With some issues in some school districts, connectivity problems were pretty pervasive around the country. Some school districts were expecting a certain amount of folks to log in, and that was surpassed, or bandwidth had to be expanded to make room for that. So, of course, there'll probably be a couple more kinks for a few days, and then hopefully things will get on track so that the students can continue their learning.
Gotta work it out, man. You know, having the kids in school is of the utmost importance right now.
Most certainly. Last night, I enjoyed watching you and Myron Fears and Julie Jones, Michelle Watley, Jazz Brewer, and Mondale Robinson.
And Jermaine Reed.
On the Black Male Voting Block virtual discussion that happened at KPRS.com.
It was a lot of things that needed to be said, and here's our operations manager, Myron Fears, with his comments.
As an African-American male, I've always voted. I've always looked at it from a perspective of that people who have died for this right to vote. To me, personally, I get involved in it because I want to see if my vote makes a difference. So I think that we can't give up. That's not a solution. But we have to make our voices be heard.
Absolutely. And that was the point. Make your voice heard, man. You know, it's not about who you voting for or any of that, but just getting out and taking advantage of what our ancestors died for, quite frankly.
October 7th is your last day to get registered to vote if you're not and you want to participate in the election in November.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Rain, cloudy, cool. Right now you're cloudy and 51 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
Today is a day that I know, Brian, you'll remember forever. It's the day that you found out that Keeping Up with the Kardashians will end after season 20.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd be sad.
For what?
I know how much you love the Kardashians.
Yeah, I.
Kim Kardashian wrote on her socials, "To our amazing fans, it is with heavy hearts that we've made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. After what will be 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, and numerous spin-off shows, we are beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all these years. Through the good times, the bad times, the happiness, the tears, and the many relationships and children. This show made us who we are, and I will be forever in debt to everyone who played a role in shaping our lives and careers. forever.
Stop. Please stop.
That's played out.
Bye.
Well, you always have the reruns you can watch, Brian.
Nobody want to watch that. A show about nothing.
Yesterday, Will Smith announced on his YouTube page that Peacock has ordered 2 seasons of Bel-Air, which will be a dramatic series based on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We had the young man on the show.
Morgan Cooper.
Yep.
From the town.
We got to reach out to him and see how he feels. Maybe we can get a small loan. I don't know.
Or a role.
Brian, I like the way you think. Don't ask for money. Ask for a role.
Which could lead to more money.
Yes, Brian, yes.
More money, more money, more money.
Work on that as soon as humanly possible. So Boosie Badass is offering $100,000 to get his Instagram page reactivated. So I don't know if you remember, but last month he begged Mark Zuckerberg. What sounded nah, just like you?
You sounded No. That was Boosie mixed with Martin Luther King.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh Lord. Somebody told a lie one day.
Help me.
Come on. Come with it.
Oh Lord, I'm lying on me.
Come on.
Mark Zuckerberg, give me my page.
This is a lie. Leave me alone. Lord.
He from Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah. I can't do it. It's too much, Brian.
Well, he sure is missing the IG honeys on Instagram.
Have you seen the shenanigans that he did on that page?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole song dedicated to it that we cannot play.
I mean, it was like for $200. Like, people were debasing themselves.
Yeah. He said, put your blank on live, I give you $1,000. That's the famous phrase.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, and it goes down too. They do it too. It gets down.
Down in the valley with a.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
Oh, you didn't catch that because you don't watch the show.
You're a liar.
Bad Baby returned to social media after taking a hiatus.
Oh God.
She has 17.9 million followers, Brian.
That's what Dr. Phil, that's what he'll do to you.
I'm gonna peel your face off like a grape.
Apparently, she was in some sort of rehab facility, and she said she needed some time to kind of get in touch with her inner bad baby and, you know, deal with some issues. She says she has some childhood traumas that made her the way she is.
She's still in her childhood. Girl's like 16, 17.
This is true.
You got a lot of life to live, fam.
Well, she already been inside the facility. I'm glad she's getting some help.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because my parole officer told me my boss should be thankful that I'm back to work and not set in a jail cell.
Well, he right.
No, he ain't. How you right?
And he all in his personal business. He shouldn't be telling all that man business.
But, you know, after going back to jail and my boss left me, you know, my parole officer gets me out, my boss gave me my job back. How is my boss supposed to be thankful that I'm back to work? I'm thankful that he gave me my job back.
Mm-hmm. See, look at him. He's got the right attitude, Brian.
Mm-hmm. That's the attitude I need coming in with you. I'm just thankful to be here. Thankful to have my job.
I am your boss. You're right.
You're not my boss.
I decide whether or not you're going to be here from day to day.
What? I will take a vacation day tomorrow and take the rest of the week off. Keep playing with me.
Bye.
Keep playing with me.
Bye. You ain't said nothing.
You see how she treat me, fam, every day.
Well, you know, that's a part of friendship right there.
See, I was on your side, bro. I was trying to side with you. Brian was against you. Now you're sided with him.
I'm
flip-flopping.
Friends give friends hard times.
Ooh, you flip-flopping. This is where I get out, because this is terrible.
Leave
me alone. Mark Zuckerberg, give me my...
Have a good one, dog.
You too, man.
We ain't making no show money, Mark Zuckerberg. None of the rappers. I need my Instagram back, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a
winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Max sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. Today, look for highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy, a little rain. It's going to be cool. Right now, you are cloudy in 59 in KCK.
Lord, be a popping server today. Lee Summit, Raytown, and Grandview experienced service outages yesterday as students returned to the classroom virtually.
Got to be tough waiting on the school year to start, trying to log in, having some issues.
I made a post on socials last night asking parents how their child did the first day of school. Aisha says she had a second grader, a fifth grader, and she's working from home, and she has a four-year-old not yet in school. So,
oh, Lord.
Her house was pretty popping yesterday.
What's her name?
Aisha.
Everybody send Aisha a prayer right now. She need it.
She said she had a large glass of wine for dinner instead.
I know she did, boy. You deserve it.
Man, I tell you, this is a new situation and so many people trying to get on to the Wi-Fi at the same time.
Yeah.
Is an issue.
That and, you know, what about those kids who need a little more attention? They need a little more guidance. I'm afraid some kids are going to be left behind because of this situation.
Well, that's where the community has to make sure that we're providing the support. You know, parents and grandparents and cousins and aunts and uncles are going to have to make sure that the children are getting everything that they need. They were raised up with these devices in their hands. My boyfriend's daughter knew YouTube and Netflix by the icons as a child. I'm talking about 1-2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to work on these devices.
Yeah, it's definitely all about the village at this point, because it's going to take a collaborative effort for us to, you know, make sure our kids is good.
And hopefully things will be getting better soon.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci says that he definitely doesn't think there'll be a vaccine in time for the election like Donald Trump has alluded, but he thinks that hopefully by the end of the year, we may have some things in the pipeline available for folks. I know you're not really down for taking the vaccine, and I don't think I would either.
Not
I don't even
first.
Take the flu shot now.
I'm not taking it first.
Do you take flu shot?
I haven't had one as a grown man. I'm not sure if I had them as a kid. I know I had something as a kid, but I'm not sure what it was. Well, hold on. What was that? Excuse me?
We're going to be talking with the fine folks from the Ronald McDonald House coming up later on in the show, Brian. Of course, everyone's in line right now at McDonald's across the city. Honk your horn right one time.
Oh, look at you causing havoc at the McDonald's.
As you getting your flag. I got my flag already. Look at that.
Turn it the right side up.
Wait a minute.
There we go. There you
go. That was the right way. Oh, no. It was upside down.
There we go. Now you look beautiful. All right.
Yeah. I was ugly before because I had it turned the other way.
I knew you was going to take it that way.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, the Black Male Voting Bloc virtual event happened on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. I was watching. I did a watch party on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
Went in and participated. And you can catch up if you missed it right now. I thought it was a spirited conversation. Talked about the importance of voting, how to engage people who are apathetic about the process.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting story. A poll conducted says 2/3 of U.S. citizens say that the American way of life is under threat, in their opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. Based on the news, based off what we see every day on social media.
What's the American way of life?
That's a good question, because I don't think there's just one way. I think there's a multitude of ways to have an American life. You know, my life isn't the same as, you know, a CEO at, you know, Garmin or something. So I think it depends on who you ask.
What are your top three issues that are important to you?
One, definitely coronavirus and the trying to contain this thing and trying to come up with some solution, because we don't have any solutions right now. That's number one. Number two, probably prison reform. I think that's a big issue for people in our community. And then number three would be policing. Absolutely.
In your opinion, what is the American way of life, and what are the top three issues that are on your mind during this election season?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 60s. A little bit of rain coming our way. Right now, you are cloudy and 52 in Grandview. Shay, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. J.R. Smith.
My dog, Laker.
NBA star. He's 35 today. Luther Simmons, member of The Main Ingredient, is 78. That's who this is?
Main Ingredient. Yeah.
I've heard this song before, but I didn't know who it was.
Wow.
And rapper, producer, reality star, Young Berg, is 35 today.
Hey!
What are you doing?
Doing my dance. I'm doing my 1-2.
I thought you were hurting. I didn't know what was going on.
Happy birthday all my Virgos born on September 9th.
Gotta wish a happy anniversary. 20 years to Melissa and Myron Fierce.
Hey, happy anniversary!
It's a long time.
It is. Dealing with one person?
I think I've strung 20 months together recently, but not nowhere near 20 years. Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle, they're the next versus battle set to go down this Sunday.
Wow. Who you got?
Well, I'm going with Patti LaBelle, but I don't know if she wants you to go with her.
Yes, she do.
Remember when she came on the show and you tried to push up on her and she had to let you know that she wants her dog and not you?
Yeah, she didn't say that in the DMs.
You gonna lie on Miss Patti right now? But Gladys Knight ain't no punk now.
Oh,
let's
no,
not
none.
Take anything away from her.
Love overboard.
What?
You don't know
help. Love overboard.
Love overboard.
Don't can't help myself.
That's my grandma Cheryl singing background on that.
No, it's not.
This is going to be a great battle. It is. Both of them have hits out the wazoo. I think Patty's going to edge it out, though. I think Patty got a little bit more in her tank. But Gladys, Miss Gladys, listen.
Patty gonna bring her patty pies.
You know what? I'm just going to say that. That's
Gladys
the real
Knight's
versus.
Gonna bring chicken and waffles.
That's the real versus right
and
there.
We gonna go hammer time.
But they gotta do it on a Sunday, though. It's the first football Sunday.
Hello, they had to go to church. Then afterwards, they're gonna go ahead and do the battle.
I mean, we can't do it on Monday
and
at like
everybody
5 o'clock.
Goes to sleep. No. Sunday, it's happening.
We watching football, though.
Football's happening Thursday for us.
What? Watch it all day Sunday. What did you talk about?
Well, you better log off to watch Miss Patty. Erykah Badu assisted with the birth of Teyana Taylor's second daughter, Rue Rose.
Really?
Yeah. Erykah Badu's been a doula for mad years.
Oh, who else did she? Didn't she do somebody else like last year or something?
I
forgot
don't know,
about that.
But she a doula. So she brought crystals and baby shirts and wrote messages of love for Rue Rose on the inside of that onesie.
That's good.
I think I would want Erykah Badu to be, you know, on the other end of my business helping me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Seeing all your privacy and all that? That's what I'm concerned about. Like, I don't see how y'all women do that, man. Shout out to all the ladies, all the women. Cause
sir,
y'all...
the last of your worries is somebody looking at your vagina when you're having a baby. You want the baby out. So looking at my vagina is the last thing on my mind.
Damn! I don't know, man. That would be first on mine. But I'm, you know, I'm a man.
You don't yet have a vagina, so you don't know what you would be feeling like if you had one.
No WAP over here.
Tavor Brax's boyfriend, David Adefiso, has filed a restraining order against her in an L.A. courtroom. Child, he says that he has been going through what he describes as a domestic violence situation with Tamar.
Let's not play. Let's not play about this. This could be serious.
Two have been dating since the summer of 2018. Of course, we'll keep our eye on this story.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A poll of 1,500 U.S. adults reveals that two-thirds of U.S. citizens say that the American way of life is under threat, in their opinion.
I can see that. Pay attention to the news, you can see why.
So when we talked about this last break, I asked you, what is the American way of life? And you really didn't have an answer for that. So what do you think is, you know, so then how can you see it if there's no one particular thing?
Okay, well, I was trying to speak for everybody, but let me just break it down to me as a black man. Seeing our people getting executed every day, that to me is we're under attack in that nature. I can't speak for everybody else because there's so many different ways of life, but personally, that's how I see it.
So what exactly is American way of life to you, and what are your top three issues that you're looking for in the election season this year?
Freedom, of course, black enterprises, and police reform.
Do you think that the current candidates will actually address those issues that you're concerned about?
I hope so. I know that here recently, Kamala Harris was, I think it was either on the east side, a black business owner, in an attempt to try to get their vote. Just listening more, at least, is something that I have to do, taking more interest in actually the politics of it all. I haven't really started to do that, so that's something that I'm focusing on here.
Make sure that you stay connected with us, because we're going to continue doing the voter forums that we've been doing on Facebook. Last night we did one. When you get a moment, just go on to our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page and you can rewatch that, and we talked a lot about some of the issues and going forward in the election in November.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you
that's
so much good. For calling up this morning. Have a good day.
You both too.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A wake up, and it's go Chiefs again.
Hey.
54 days until Election Tuesday. Get registered to vote at Sankofa Cafe. They've got a voter registration happening Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 8 o'clock, 4240 Indiana Avenue. And you get a free cup of soup when you get registered.
Some of the best Jamaican food in the city.
There you go. Facebook says that it's going to pay users to deactivate their accounts in anticipation of the U.S. election to help bring light to how social media impacts democracy. So if a user is willing to accept $10 per week, $15 per week, or $20 per week, you can be a part of this. That's not enough money for me.
Just to deactivate Facebook?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Pay me too.
You know how many hours of laughter I get watching these memes and
Facebook?
Looking at people's food. Yeah, I enjoy that.
Man, Facebook is the lamest social network. Keep it real with you.
Instagram is a part of this too, because Facebook owns Instagram.
All right, so now that's where I draw the line at. I don't want to deactivate my Instagram. I'll deactivate the Facebook. I got a double tap. I got a lot of double tapping to do.
They expect between 200,000 and 400,000 users to become involved in this study.
Wow.
I would do it, but y'all had to give me like 250 a week.
You're not doing anything.
It's a part-time job. That's what I do on Facebook. That's my part-time job. So y'all have to give me $250 to account to the 2-3 hours I do a day.
Look at you.
You know?
You are the negotiator.
You got to.
What did you? One of the first pieces of advice that you ever gave to me was something about wearing shorts, and you gonna have to wear them.
You negotiate for long pants. Because if
down.
You take shorts,
uh-huh.
you don't want shorts in February when it's cold outside. So you got to ask for what you want the long way, every time, in every situation, relationships, work, I don't care what it is, you better ask for what you want. Because if you take less than what you need, what it look like standing on the bus stop in February with poom poom shorts on?
Very unhappy.
And you'll be mad at who? Yourself.
Yeah. We're going to be talking to McDonald's coming up next hour.
Oh, get child. I'm excited. Cassandra Child. She's got 9 McDonald's across the Kansas City area. I'm going to get you a job, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, it's the Red Friday kickoff. Of course, we're donning our red outfits in support of our Kansas City Chiefs, which will be taking the field on tomorrow. Of course, today is a big day. It's when McDonald's all over the area sell the commemorative flags in support of the Ronald McDonald House.
And I've gotten 3 of them ever since they started selling them in 2014.
We're talking with Cassandra Savage, an owner-operator of 9 McDonald's in the Kansas City area.
Good morning, Cassandra. You got your red on?
Good morning. Yes, I do.
Not your McDonald's red, your cheese red.
I got on my cheese red. I got my cheese flag out. I've got my sweatshirt. I'm ready. And we're ready.
Of course, families are benefited by this every year. The net proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House, which allows families to come stay there absolutely free if they've got children at Children's Mercy Hospital.
Exactly right. And not just Mercy Hospital, but any of the hospitals that are in the area, we will service. We don't turn any children away that need help and need a place to stay. And as you said, it's no cost to the family. And that's where the proceeds go. When you buy a flag, in which we run out pretty quickly because the line started backing up at 5 o'clock this morning. If you buy a flag, which is $5, those proceeds go directly to the Ronald McDonald House charity.
You ain't lying about them lines, because I was in the line at about 5:10 this morning trying to get my flag, and I got 3 of them, and people wanted to know if there was a limit or not on my Twitter feed.
Absolutely not. You can buy as many as you want, but we do run out quickly. But you can purchase as many flags as you desire. If you don't get a flag, then we can contact the Ronald McDonald House, and maybe you can get one online. Those are not $5, but that you also be able to get a flag online.
This is an exciting time of year, Cassandra.
Yes.
I'm sure you need more help during this time. Brian's looking for a job, so I don't know if you need a new fry cook, but... Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to be like Louis Anderson on Coming to America. And that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Well, come on down. We could have given you a little training today, you know? Some flags.
Yeah, I'm going to steal your recipes and create my own McDonald's.
Well, Cassandra, thank you so much for all that McDonald's does in the area, all that you're doing with all of your locations. And we hope that we get a chance to maybe come on out there and run the drive-thru or something one day for one of your locations. That would be fun.
Yeah, I would like that.
Just give me a call. Be glad to have you. And we've done that. We do have people in the community and entrepreneurs in the community that come and to work in our restaurants and the schools, and we try to benefit the community however we can. So you are more than welcome to come. We would love to have you.
Cassandra Savage, thank you so much for joining us. Shout out to McDonald's and the wonderful people at the Ronald McDonald House.
You're welcome, and thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy, low rain, and cool. Right now, you're cloudy and 52 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's pop?
The Miami Heat topped the top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks last night, 103-94, to win their semifinal series, 4-1.
Couldn't believe it. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody would have guessed that the Miami Heat would be in there. But shout out to Jimmy Butler. He came and balled out. And now Giannis Antetokounmpo, we don't know where he's going to go next year. He's the reigning MVP, Shay.
He's up for free agency or something?
Yes, he is. He's up for a max contract. And word is that the Golden State Warriors are going to go after him.
Wow. Miami's going to face either Boston or Toronto in their conference finals. LA beat the Rockets.
That's right. LeBron James in the building. He was balling out 17 years in, doing what he do. He is the man, Shay. King James, bow down when I come to your town.
Dr. Dre's estranged wife has asked the court to make the music mogul sit in a 21-hour deposition. So she apparently filed some new legal documents in the divorce saying that she wants her lawyers to grill Dre for 8 hours about the validity of that prenuptial agreement that's in question.
He better go and handle that. You don't want nobody else talking up for you, do you?
What you mean?
Like a lawyer. You don't want a representative coming.
You gotta have a lawyer. Definitely.
Well, no. I'm talking about like you not being there, just having a lawyer there. You want to be there to defend yourself.
Nicole recently filed legal documents claiming that she needs $2 million per month in spousal support.
Damn!
Me too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. You can try that with the right one
Me
if you want.
Me too, sis.
Yeah, okay.
I need $2 million.
$900,000 for entertainment. Yeah, all
right. Right. Yeah, you know how boring it is right now?
Oh, really? You need $900 a month? You need $900,000 of entertainment a month?
Yes.
Okay.
That seems completely legit to me.
And this is why I praise Kendu Isaacs, the honorable Kendu Isaacs. Get your money, fam.
Apparently, Summer Walker in London on the track, they may have broken up again. She took to her Instagram and wrote, "I have the worst taste in men. I like literally find my childhood trauma and then date it. I really thought this was going to be a good year, but it turned out to be the worst year ever."
So why are you giving women advice on what to do with Future then?
I don't know why she was minding her business. Maybe she hurt. You know, sometimes when you going through a thing, that's when you looking at other people's stuff.
I guess.
This is the weirdest story that I've ever heard in my life, Brian. I'm going to preface it before I bring it out. A woman named Slim Danger, who is the baby mama of Chief Keef,
oh Lord,
claimed that NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. likes that Cleveland Brown on and off the field.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
And when I say Cleveland Brown, I'm talking about boo-boo.
Yes, he loves to be shitting on. Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. He was like, "Make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, "Damn, what the fuck you on?" He was like, "Take a picture of me, you shitting." So I was like, "All right, I can do that." So I took a whole video. What you want? So I sent it to him. I got like the next maybe 2 hours. I was
wow. That's enough. I don't
was
know.
It like?
All right. I don't believe it. This is just utterly disgusting and. Why would you even put this information out?
It's just...
people do what they do. I know it's a lot of weird stuff going on, and it's been going on. But come on, man. Really? This is just classless.
It really is. Ugh. Oh, Brian. Just the thought of that makes me sick. It's just like, yuck. And then the way that she was talking about it, like, it's a good thing.
Like she was low-key bragging on it.
Yeah.
Like, where do we draw the line at? You know, that's where I'm at with it. Like, really? I don't think there's
if
any.
If somebody
lines,
did
though.
A tell-all, what would they tell about you? If a chick you mess with go up on the,
nothing,
the podcast,
ain't
and
nothing
get to telling your business.
Ain't nothing to say about me. I'm regular. I like the things regular. I don't like to do all that other stuff. You know. The furthest I would do is, you know, light a couple of incense and light a couple of candles. You know what I'm saying? But I'm regular. Everybody can vouch
regular,
for that.
Regular, degular, smegular.
That's right.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Bree.
All right, Bree, let's get a little energy going. See what you got.
I never... really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about you being mine.
Sweet lady, would you be my sweet lover for a time? I'll be there when you need me.
just calling, receiving.
You know, Shay, doing this segment on the Morning Grind has made me notice that people make up their own words all the time to these songs.
It's all good. They had a duet going on, so it's all good.
You got a digital ticket to Mike Epps Hip Hop Party, and you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash on Friday, all right?
All righty.
With stations live, locally lit, Bree.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam the Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Yes. You know I'm here for it.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever been disappointed? Some of you are probably like, yep, all the time, every day, disappointment is really just a huge part of my life. Well, disappointment results from thoughts and expectations being out of line with reality. According to Psych Central, some disappointments are actually predictable and preventable. Others are totally unavoidable. It is important to differentiate between the two so that you can respond appropriately. Repeated disappointment may be the result of a pattern of faulty or irrational thinking. If you are frequently disappointed, evaluate what you are thinking and try to change your faulty thinking patterns. Things you can do to help with your disappointment generally involve changing your expectations and your way of thinking. Shift your expectations. Expectations play a central role in disappointment and the resulting stress. Evaluate what you expect from family and coworkers and friends. Check to see if your expectations are fair and reasonable. If not, change them. Determine if your disappointment is specific to one person or situation or to almost all aspects of your life. By doing this, you will be able to focus your energies more effectively. Write down specific examples and look for the cause, not just the symptom, of your stress. Good luck and be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.